according to the Gros, the machlikes between the Rambam and the Rosh, in connection with kibbutz v'ribbeitz, and in connection with Ashores Aveide by Lifshete, is whether the aloche of Sofik Momin Lohokeil applies to something that involves ischus. Ischus, in other words, you see over there, so it's ischus chay. True, it is implicit in the Gzeres HaKosuv of Shvat Tem Tzedek Ben Ishu Ben Ochi Ben Gere, Afilu Ben Bayis Lali. But it's ischus, it's not a mitzvah Ben Odom Mokim like putting on tefillin. No, it is chutz. So this pasuk of Vengeire is expressive of its chutz chayim, that every neighbor has certain chutzim to enforce certain rights that his neighbor should not act in such a way that certain damage, even though it's not a monetary damage. A nuisance, I mean, let's say reacha, that's not a monetary damage, it's just a nuisance. So it's ischus chayim that the neighbor has, that neighbors have against each other to enforce certain rights. So the question, but it's not a mitzvah ben odom l'mokei, it's ischus. So the shita of the Rambam is that only something that is momin mamish comes within the aloche of hametz mechaveri l'varaye, but ischus bin odom mechaveri that is not momin mamish is subject to the general principle of zvekid reis el chumah. And according to the Rosh, any ischus bin odom mechaveri, even if it doesn't involve momin, as long as it's ischus that is due, that is due from one to another, so the aloche of Sofik Momi Lohot Afameitzim Chaveri Olavarai applies. That's the machlekes. So he says, and the same thing is true the Yalishitusai in regard to Nevayin Lifshite in Hashoves Aveide, because Hashoves Aveide is not just a mitzvah of Benodim Moki. It's a chiyuv. The Hashoves Aveide is a chiyuv lechaveire to the Baal Aveide. It's not just a mitzvah like putting on tefillin. So a Jew is mechuyev to return an aveide of a Jew, of another Jew. No, it's a chiyuv to that, to the other Jew, to the Baal Aveide. The raya is from zokin vein lefichveide. There is aloche zokin vein lechveide, and what's the criteria whereby we determine whether it's a zokin vein lefichveide or not? Whether Bishalei he would be Marzir or Bishalei he wouldn't be Marzir. In other words, if Ruvein goes in the street and he finds the Chamer or the Sheir of Shimon stranded, so he's Bechuyev to return the Chamer or the Sheir of Shimon to Shimon. But if it's Izoki Ben Lechvedei, it's below his dignity to lead a donkey or an axe in the street, then he's Potter. So what's the criterion whereby we determine whether it's Izokim Ben Lechveide or not? If Bishalei, if the same thing had happened to his own ox, to his own donkey, would he have bothered to lead it in the street, to carry it or not? So if in respect to his own donkey and his own ox, he would have bothered, he would have been mivazi himself, so then he's mechuyev to return it, to do it Lechaveire too. But if Bishalei ain't Marzia, so Bishachavir ain't Marzia. Bishachavir ain't Marzia. Now the aloche of Zokim Vein Lechvechvede does not apply to a mitzvah Shem Nodol Mokei. Suppose someone cannot have a sukkah on sukkahs unless he'll carry the lumber in the street. So can he say, it's below my dignity to carry lumber in the street, I can't have a sukkah? No, there is no ptur. That's only in chiyuvim l'chaveirei. So there is aloche kol shim shalei in Marzia, so Bishal Chaver in Marzia. So we see that Hashem is Aveide is not just the mitzvah like putting on tefillin. No, it's a chiyuv l'chaveri. It's a chiyuv l'chaveri. So memele, that means that the mitzvah of Hoshev Tishivim is expressive of his chus that the Baal Aveide has against the meitzei. The meitzei. So memele, the Rosh says that in case of a Baal leave shede, since it's his chus, Hashem is Aveide is his chus. So it's likule. So it's likule. So he cannot force the other fellow, he should return the aveide to him. Mashayim kin the Rambam paskins the elechume. So then he says that the Ram shite. The reason as to why the Ram says that sofik tzdoke. Is that by Yesh Yad Litzdoke, so we pass from Likule, is the same Shite as the Rosh. So from this goal, one second please. So from this goal, it's Mashma, that the goal assumed, like Reb Chaim in the Ram Shite. Now that does not mean that the Gro assumed that in the Ramban Shite. In the Ramban Shite, he couldn't have assumed that because Ramban Shite is definitely to the contrary. But in the Ram Shite, in other words, that by Tzdoke, he doesn't become, when he says Selazel Tzdoke, when he says Selazel Tzdoke, so he doesn't become Momenani. It's not like Hegdesh, where it's Kimsiros El Hegdesh. But because if the Gro had assumed that according to the Ram, so it becomes Momenani, so why do they have to mention the Ram is like the Rosh? What has it to do with the machlikas between the Rambam and the Rosh in the case of Kibit V'Ribetz? There it's not Momenamesh, it's a question of Ischus. Here it's Momenamesh. So apparently the Gro agrees with Reb Chaim Slomdes in the Rif, as far in regard to the Ram. So in other words, what Reb Chaim says in the Rif, that the Rif Shite is, that Bifichos Zdoke only implies that if someone says, Sela Zel Zdoke, then it acquires Hashem Zdoke. But it doesn't become Omenanim. So apparently the Gro holds that's the Shite of the Ram. Shite of the Ram. So Memele, but one thing is clear, that even if we say like Reb Chaim, that it doesn't become Momenani, but it is just acquires Hashem Tzdoke, but the fact that it acquires it, what does Tzdoke mean? Acquires Hashem Tzdoke. What does that mean? Tzdoke means that the Anim have his chus to take from it, to benefit from it. So that means there is certainly a schus, the Anim certainly have a schus, you see. According to the Machne Freim Slomdes in the Rashba and Ramban, so when someone says, Selazel it's doke, so the Anim don't even have a schus. He has a reason, sir, while Yahoo Kore, Kehoi, it's a big yase. That's all. And there is no, according to the Machne Freim, so if someone will say Sel Azul Itzdoke and then he'll die, so the Yoshim are not mechuyev to give way that Sel Azul Itzdoke, because the Yoshim are not bound by the Nidorim of their father. But according to Reb Chaim, what Reb Chaim says, so it has a Chaleishem Itzdoke and Ani have his chus to benefit from Itzdoke, to take the moment. Moment Tzdoke. That's the nitin of Tzdoke. That's the meaning of Chaleishem Tzdoke. So the Mele is chus they have. So even if the Neideir will die, so the Anim will still be entitled to collect from that Tzela. So that's his chus, but it doesn't become Omen Anim. So the Mele, it's stolen the Machlekes between der Rosh in der Rambam. So, du machst like, jetzt der Rosh in der Rambam. All right. Now, yes, what is it?
Just a short question. In Hashabbos Aveda, it's an
Indian
monk. It's not only a Swiss. It's a
bit
more possible
for a
Swiss. Is it also
a... No. It's not a signal. If he just doesn't return it, he lets it stay in the street, then there is not a residual. Lisuch lisalim, okay. But all these, but it has, it involves his food.
It's not just the, it's his chavetz.
No, it's his chavetz, but I'm not, but you could say that you're not mechuyev, you don't owe the person anything. So we see from the Gemara of Zokin Lenulef Yechvedei that it's not just a mitzvah like the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. In other words, he can have a tvi at him. He can have a tvi against him.
And also, the Machna Ephraim, that the Yorshim can collect, that's because of Shimon the Pasuk. Not only Swiss.
No, according to Machna Ephraim,
Machna
Ephraim, they cannot collect.
But that only means that there's no Shimon the Pasuk, but they still might have a Swiss.
No, the Machna Ephraim says there is just a Nisa Neda. That's all, according to Rabban Raj. Just in Eder. It's a personal thing. It's a personal obligation. So if he dies the Neder, so then they cannot enforce it from the Yosh. Because the Yosh are not bound by the Nidorim. By the Nidorim of the father. Alright. So it seems that the Grof assumed the Ran Shita to be like that. The Ran Shita to be like that. Now, so the question is, so that is all right. Now, if this is the gross pshat in the Ram, so that is all right in connection with the Abaye of Yeshayat Lizdoki. But the Ram says the same thing in connection with the Abaye of Yeshayat Lepeye. How about Yeshayat Lepeye? With Lug over there, so by Peye it becomes Mamin Ali. So we have to say that according to the gross, The Ran Shite is that by Peye too, so it has a Halation Peye, and there is a Halation Peye, and there is a Halation like it, but it does not become Momenani. Not only that there is Dani, do not have a key and poti. Of course, Danim don't have a key and poti, because anyone can take the leket. Anyone can take the pay. But the Ran Shita is, I mean, that is also discussed. Whether, let's say, the Matones Anim, what we call Matones Anim, whether it is Momen Anim or it's not Momen Anim. It just, there is a Halation pay, there is a Halation leket. It's Matones Anim, so Mela Anim have a schus to take it. But it's not Momen Anim. It's not Momen Anim. In other words, if we say that it is Momen Anim, so then suppose the Balabais will appropriate it for himself. So besides the Isa, of the leket k'tzil cholo isilake, it will be but the isa of the sixel. If the lab of the sixel applies to momen shilatim, that's another question. Maybe the lab of the sixel, some achrenim want to say that the lab of the sixel does not apply to momen shilatim, but it only applies to momen shilatim, a moment in which a certain person has a key and poti, but not Momen Shilatevim, where it's a king and glory, not a king and party. But if we say that the love of Lisigzel applies even to Momen Shilatevim, so Memele, if we say that it becomes Momen Ani, so then it's even Lisigzel. But the Ran Shita, apparently, according to the Gro, we have to say that Peye does not become Momen Ani. Even when it's Kerea the Shem Peye, so it has a Halashem Peye, it's Matones Ani. The Anim have a schus to take it, but it's not Momen Anim. So that's why the Ram, this is how the Gro assumed in the Ram. So that, how did the Gro know that this is the Pshat in the Ram? Maybe the Pshat in the Ram is simply because it's Momen Anim. The answer is, if the Ram's shita had been that the tzedakah is momen aniyim and that peya is momen aniyim mamesh, except that there is no kinyan poti of any specific ani, but it's momen aniyim mamesh, so why does the Ram have to resort to rayas from the Gemara? From the Gemara in Chum, the Gemara in Yume, he should say there's aloch avameitzim chaver l'varaye. So it's as simple as that. He wouldn't have to resort to any rayas. So because of the fact that the Ram resorted to rayas, so the Groh inferred that according to the Ram, it's not momen aniyim mamesh. It only has a Halishem Zdoki. And the Halishem Zdoki gives his schus to the Aniyim to collect it. And the Halishem Peye or Leket, so the Matonis Aniyim, so Mimele, it has a Halishem Matonis Aniyim. That's something that is common to Leket, Chikhe, Peye, all the Matonis Aniyim. But Momen Aniyim Mamesh it isn't. But the fact that it has a Halishem Matonis Aniyim, so Mimele gives his schus to the Aniyim. That's the pshat of Matones Aniyim. But it's not Momen Aniyim Mamesh. So Mimele, if somebody will take it, and Noshe will take it, he will not be able to seize him. He will not be able to seize him. So even if we say that Lisigzel applies to Momen Sheli David, so, and it's Mistabel that Lisigzel applies even to Momen Sheli David, but here, according to the Rani, he will not be able to seize him. Because it's not Momen Aniyim, it's only Matones Aniyim, it has a Shem Matones Aniyim. So the Aniyim have a schus. So that's why he says that the Shita of the Ram is in line, is in harmony with the Shita of the Rosh. Not in harmony with the Shita of the Ram. Alright. Now, let's see the other part of the Ram. We got the Hefker in Sofik, the Havelei Sveike the Momen, or we call it. So, in regard to the Abaye of Yesh Yad Lehefker or Ein Yad Lehefker, so the Ram says there is no shaila that Gabi Hefker, so we pass in Likule. The Havel is Vege the Momein or Likule Ein Yad. Now, I mentioned last time, and the Miri says that the Rambam's Mokeh for this Aloche, that Hefker is mitam neder, is our Gemara. The Miri says it. Because, first of all, the fact that the Gemara has an Abaye whether Yesh Yad LeHefker or not. In other words, so we see that by Hefker there is Aloche of Dibur and that possibly the Xeras HaKosuf of Yodeis that is mentioned in Eder has application to Hefker. So there is some Shaykhes. And then the Miri says, because the Rosh Nagmore, Mi Amril Hainitz Doki. Meichete is a Hainitz Doki. What Shaykhes is there between Hefker and Zdoki? The answer is, Hefker is Mitam Neder. So what kind of a Neder is it? It's like the Neder of Arizu. I mean, it's not the neder of Arielai, so it's like the neder of Arizu. And the two in Siman Reisha and Gimel Reish Mishpeh mentions also the Shittas Rambam that Hefker is mitam neder. The Rambam in Perek Veis Milchas Nidorim Halacha Yudalet says as follows: Ha-hefker af al pi she'eini neder ha-reyu kmo neder she'osu lo ilar zavei u-mau ha-hefker hu she'yeima odom nichosim eilu hefker lakei bei mitaltlim bei mitakoiz v'keitz adin ha-hefker kol ha-keidim lizoch ha-bei konol ha-atzmei נאסייס שלהם. ואפילו זה שהיף כי יבדיני פה יקידים כל עודו, עם קידים וזוכר בו יקנו. נא דלושן הרמב״ם איז, דלושן הרמב״ם איז, אף ההפקר אף על פי שהיא מנדר, הרי הוא כמו נדר שאוסו לו לאחז הרבה. וקצייס אחרי שם, סימן ריש עם גימו, אחרי שם נשפט. So he mentions in the name of the Bess Yosef, but it's a toy safer, it's instead of Bess Yosef, it should say Bach. So he says that since the Rambam says, Hareyu kmoi neder she'osol lar zabei, that it means that he's even bal yach. It says in the name of the Bess Yosef, but it's the Bach, that he's even bal yach. That's a very strange thing. Now, what does it mean, Iziva Bal Yachol? Iziva Bal Yachol. So that means that if somebody will, of course, that doesn't mean, Hefka means, that doesn't mean that the Mafkir is not allowed to take it, because after all, the Mafkir is certainly entitled to do what everybody else is entitled to do. So he can be Zeich. But if the Mafkir will not decide, he was Mafkir his mommy. So if he wants to be Zeicha again, like anybody else, so then he can do it. But suppose he doesn't want to be Zeicha, but he'll just stand and he will not let anybody be Zeicha without being Zeicha himself. Then he'll be Valiyah. That's what the taxation. But the Oruch HaShulchan HaChesh Mishpet is chilek on the Ktzeis HaChesh, and it's not mistaba like the Ktzeis HaChesh. I mean that there should be Bal Yachol. There should be Bal Yachol by Hefker. And it appears from the Gro that the Gro agrees with the Oruch HaShulchan. In other words, not with the Ktzeis HaChesh. Because the Gro, in explaining the Roshna Ramba, Hahevker Afal Pishein in Neder, Hareuk Mineder Shosu Lila Arzabei. So he explains that it means Eini Yochelach. Why does he have to explain that it means Eini Yochelach Arzabei? The answer is because one could make the mistake and say, as the Ktzeis HaChesh says, that when the Rambam says also Lazabe, it means that if he is Chayzeir, if he wants to prevent anybody's Chayzeir from the Hefker, so then he's even Bal Yachol. So he says, not that there is an Yisair. He cannot be Chayzeir. He cannot be Chayzeir. So if somebody tries to stop, it's like someone stopping from a Hefker that was made by another person. Let's say, Ruvei will be mafkir his nechosi, and then Shimon will try to be zeicha, then Levi will try to stop him. So if Reuven tries to stop him, it's just as if Levi tries to stop him. That's the pshat in Osol Arzavei. Not that there is an Issa Vayachol. So from the Gro it also appears. From the Gro it appears in Reish Ayin Gimel, Chesh Mishpet, that the pshat is not that he is. That there is Bal Yachol. Now, it's not mistaber that there should be Bal Yachol. Now, so the Achreinim ask a kasha. So what does it mean? Hariyuk Meneder, Shoso Lelarzabe. So the pshat in Hariyuk Meneder, Shoso Lelarzabe is that Hefker is not a Kenyan. One could say that Hefker is a Kenyan. It's a certain type of a Kenyan. A kinyan that takes effect by dibo baal, like amirosi ligoveya kimsirosi lehedyetom. So it's a kinyan. So in other words, so it's a kinyan to make it ownerless. So in other words, that the bailim, just as the bailim has an authority to transfer it, so he has the authority to divest his own title in the mummy. So the Rambam tells us now, a bailim. So through Haknois, is able, has the authority to give it away to somebody else. But a Baalim has no authority to divest his ownership. For Aknois. So, why is Efker Chachal? Because there is, as I said last time, that there are two types of Efker. There is one Efker that is by itself, without any Chalishem. Let's say, Gershem Esven Yoshim. So, mainly it's Efker. What is the Hefker? Hefker is ownerless property. If a girl dies and he has no Yoshi, so mainly it's ownerless. Who should be the owner? But then there is another type of Hefker. Through Afloy. And that's the Pshat Arif Meneda. In other words, through Afloy. Just as there is a Aloche of Afloy, that through Arizu, it acquires Ishem Hegdesh. Just as there is a halacha of afloy, as Reb Chaim says in the Rif, that through harizel itzdoke, it acquires ishem itzdoke, so there is a halishem hefker. And when one says harizel hefker, it acquires ishem hefker. Mimele it becomes owners. So there are two types. There are two types of hefker. There is one hefker where it mimele. But by itself, it becomes ownerless. And mainly it acquires, as a result, a Chalishim Efker. That's Gershem Esven Yoshim. Then, there is another type of Efker. In final analysis, the net result is the same. But in the other type of Efker, the other category of Efker, so at the very outset, there is a Chalishim Efker. When through Afloy, so it requires Hashem Efker. Mimele, if it requires Hashem Efker, so everyone can be Zeichet. But the Hashem Efker takes effect through Afloy. And many Rishonim say that b'machshov it cannot take place, of course, with Rabbonon. So Efker requires a verbalization in the presence of three. But that's only with Rabbonon. But many Rishonim say midraisa doesn't require Shleisha. But Dibur it requires. Dibur it requires. Without Dibur, so it will not become Hefker. Why? Because the Chalishim Hefker takes effect through Dibur. And that's the Pshat in the Rambam of Ari Ukmeneder. But Bal Yachal there isn't. And that we see from the Bio Agro, that Bal Yachal there isn't, according to the Rambam. Now the question is, why shouldn't there be Bal Yachal? Why shouldn't there be Bal Yachal? Now, so we saw that there is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ram. If Reuven says, if Reuven answers the kikar and Shimon, his kikar and Shimon, so according to the Ram, who is Chayv Malkes Mishim Bal Yachal Shimon? And according to the Rambam, Reuven the Machil is Chayv Malkes, Shimon is not Chayv Malkes. I mentioned that what Reb Chaim says, in other words, that according to the Rambam, so the love of Bal Yachal consists in violating one's own afloy, and according to the Ram, in being gave via the Isaneda. So if Reuven asa the kikar and Shimon, so who has the Isaneda? Shimon. So Mimele, Shimon is Eva Bal Yachal. According to the Rambam, the love of Bal Yachal applies to the one who made Afloy. Now the Ram mentions two kashes. One kashi is from Mileb Ekonomi. So that's such a strong kashi. And the other kashi is, so the Gemara says that if Reuven Asers the kik is his own kicker and Shimon Bikinomes. So then, if we say Shimon Bikinomes, so who is male? Shimon is male, not Reuven. So that's not a question, because as far as Mili is concerned, so it applies to the one to whom it is Oser, to Reuven it is not Oser. But then he has the question from the Gemore in Yidet Afnem Dalet, that if he moved the Sobach Leish, he was Magdish the kicker. And then somebody else was Nene from it. So he's Chayv Malkes. So the answer is, so Reb Chaim mentions the Sifrizuti. So Eli, so Eli Elo, Eli Elo, Eli Elo, Atzmei Lachir Minai. So in other words, there are two types of Balyachol. There is one Balyachol that consists in violating his own neder, his own afloy. And then, so that Balyachol is shayach to the person who made the neder. That's why the Rambam says the madir is chayav malchus. And then there is another Balyachol by Hekdesh that consists in being mechalel the kedusha that takes effect through afloy. So that's the other Balyachol. So when does the Rambam say that the Mudir is not Chayiv Malkes, only the Madir, when he says Kikar Zeoser Olai, when he is not Matviset Nehekdesh. But if he's Matviset Nehekdesh, so then the Mudir is also Chayiv Malkes, even according to the Rambam. Because there are two types of Balyachol. So one Balyachol consists in violating one's own afloy. And the other Balyachol consists in violating the Gdushe that took effect through his own afloy. So now we can answer the Kashi. Now, the Kashi is, if we say as the Gro assumes that the Rambam Shite is not Osolar Zabei, that he cannot, Osolar Zabei, that he is Eilo Balyachol, but he cannot be Chazir. So in other words, there is the Halishim Hefker takes effect through Afloy. That's like Neder. But Balyachol there isn't. The question is, why shouldn't there be Balyachol? Monevshech. If it's an Inyan of Afloy, there is a Halishim Hefker, so it's like a Rizu. So maybe there should be Balyachol too. The answer is, according to the Rambam, there are two types of Balyachol. There is one Balyachol that consists in violating one's own afloye, and there is another Balyachol, that's the Balyachol that Gemara Nida mentions. If you move the Samach Luish, is Magdish the Kikia, and then another person is Nene from it. So that consists, and that's a special drosh, and that consists in being Mechalel the Gdushe that took effect to afloye. So Memele, it seems to me that this Adam Balyachol has a shayches to Hegde. It's not just common Hegdesh. It becomes Kodesh, it becomes Hegdesh. So in the Mele there is a special Balyachol of being Michalil the Gdushe that took effect to Afloy. Mashein came, if someone will say, Selah Zeh Litzdok. If someone will say, Hari Olai Litein Selah Litzdok, and he will not fulfill the Neder, he'll be a Balyachol. So that's the first Balyachol, where is Michalel his own afloy. But then there is another Balyachol, according to the Rambam. The other Balyachol does not consist in violating his own afloy, but in being Michalel the Gdushe that took effect to one's own afloye. And that is, doesn't they, as far as the other Balyach is concerned, it doesn't make any difference who is Nene from the Kikya. Because the Gemara Nide it deals with the case where a Mufle Samach Liish was Magdish the Kikya, and then another person was Nene. So of course, if the Magdish himself is Nene, so it's not worse than another person who is Nene. But the other Balyachol does not consist in violating one's own afloye, but in being mechalel kedusha that took effect to afloye. So by hekdesh there is a kedusha that is effect, but by tzedoke, all right, let's say that there is a chalishim tzedoke, but there is no kedusha. And then if by tzedoke the other Balyachol would also apply, so then it should apply not only to the case where Reuven, let's say, says Sela Zel Itzdoke, and then Reuven takes away that Sela to his own pocket. But suppose Reuven says Sela Zel Itzdoke, and then Shimon, an Oshim, a millionaire, will take that Sela. So he should also be a Balyachol. And that's not Mistaber. But by Hegdesh, the Gemara He needed that. Memdalet says that if he moved some Luish says kikas a hegdesh, and then another person is nani is aver. The answer is the other valyachol consists in violating being mechalel de gdushe. So it's only shayach in neder of hegdesh, not in neder of zdoke. But in neder of zdoke, there is also valyachol. That's only the first valyachol of Ariel life, but not. But and even Barizu, so if Ruvain would say, Hare Olai, written Sela is okay, and then he will not reclaim it. He will not give the Sela to Zoke. He will be Baba Yahu. Suppose Ruvain says, Sela Zul is Zoke, and then he'll take it for himself. So he'll also be Baba Yahu for a different reason. As we said in the Rambam Milchas Mechira, in Perik. In Perik Chobbeis of Vilchas Mechire, Ligabi Dorosh Lebolelo, that every Harizu contains the Arelai too. So even when it cannot take effect, even where it's not effective, Biteras, Harei, where it's not effective, Biteras, Harei Olai, I'm sorry, even where it's not effective, Biteras, Harizu, so it's still effective, Biteras, Harei Olai. So Memele, the first Bal Yachol that applies to the person who made the Afloye and consists in violating one's own Afloye, so that Bal Yachol will apply to a neder of Arei Olai Litzdoke and also to a neder of Arei Zu Litzdoke. If the neder himself takes away the Sela that he said Litzdoke, because the Arei Zu Litzdoke includes Ariolai as well, so according to the Rambam. So mainly even this Valyach. So but the other Valyach of Hekdesh that applies even to another person who didn't take it there, that is limited only to Hekdesh. Because the Iser of the other Valyach consists in being Michalel de Gdushe that took effect roughly. So mainly there cannot be Bal Yachol in Hefker, because in Hefker, Hari Olai, there is no neder of Hari Olai Hefker. So the Aloche or Hari Neder, that's the Arizu. But in Arizu too, there is a special Bal Yachol in Arizu. In Arizu of Hekdesh, so there is a special Iser of being Mechalel Bekdusha that took effect through Afloye. But that other Bal Yachol doesn't apply even to Arizu Litzdoke. But in the case of Arizu Litzdoke, insofar as the neder is concerned, so every Arizu includes Ari Olai. So Mele, if the neder himself who said Arizu Litzdoke did not give it away to Atu Litzdoke, so then he's Michalel, the Ari Olai that is included in every Arizu. But that's only Shayer in Litzdoke. So there is Ari Olai of Neder and there is Arizu of Neder. Mashenkim by Hefker, so there is Aloche of Arizu Hefker, but there is no Aloche of Ari Olai in the Neder of Hefker, so Mele there is no Bal Yachol. So Mele there is no Bal Yachol. Now, the other question that all the Achenim raise, according to the Rambam, that Hefker is mitam Neder, so then there should be Shaila by Hefker. And the Shemana Meilom, that if somebody is Baf Gemomei, he should be able to go to Gimlet Yetis or to Chocham Mumche and Bishel Atok, the Shemana Meil. And even the Kteis, I mean, he doesn't say the contrary, but the Kteis says that there is Bal Yachol. But the Kteis, I don't think that the Kteis says that there is Atok. Now the question is, why shouldn't there be HaTore, according to the Rambam in Hefker. So certainly, we have to consider it according to the Kteis. If there is Bal Yachol, why shouldn't there be? Why shouldn't there be by? Why shouldn't there be HaTore, HaTore Schoche? And then, even according to what we say now, that the Rambam doesn't mean that it's there is Bal Yachol. But it is in Eter, in other words, it takes effect to Afloy. It's Arizu. So If someone says Arizu lehekdesh, so the halacha is he can be sheir lechochet. If someone says Arizu mitzloki, he can be sheir lechochet. So by hefkia there should be a Torah chochet. Im ledeiti so chachamum cheyachot. So we have to say, now that by hefkia it's not shayach. It's not shayach to have a Torah. Now the Gemara says that nun tes in idori. That Trumo is also Afloi, because there is a Kriya Shem, Afrosh is Trumo, involves the Kriya Shem of Trumo. So it's also Afloi, Chale is Din Afloi. So Mimele, he can be Sheil Lechochem. If somebody is Kriya Shem Trumo, and then he Sheil Lechochem, or him Lediates, so they can be Matia, the Kriya Shem, and then it's Nekalem Afreya. As if he was, so it's going to Afreya that the Kri was Tev all the time. So the Gemara da Chumte says that when can one be Sheil Chochem until he gives it to the Kayan? And by Neder of Hekdesh too, when can it be if someone says Arizel Hekdesh? So when can it be Sheil Chochem until he gives it away to the Gizbeah? But the moment he gives it away to the Gizbeah, or the moment he gives away the Trumo, that is Kerei Hashem, to the Kayan, he cannot be Sheil Chochem. Now, the question is why? After all, if the aloche of et hachochem had been effective mitanu habo, then we can understand it. Because once he gave it away to the Kayan, so it's not child to be shame. But the aloche is that chochem is ikal mafreya. And through the et hachochem, it becomes igloi milsel mafreya, that the neder was a neder toes. That's the effect of et hachochem. That it becomes toes, whether it's on the basis of charote or it's on the basis of pesach, it becomes toes l'mafreya. It becomes toes l'mafreya. So why shouldn't a toes chochem be effective even after he gave away the truma to the kayan, even after he gave it away to the gizbeah, the hekdesh? The answer is, in order that the chochem should be able to be matia, so the neideya, the bala floye, has to be shared. That's a halacha. Let's say, suppose a chochem mumche or gimel adyeteis know that Reuven took in neder and that he has a pesach and that he has charote, but Reuven did not come in person to ask for a Torah. So, but the chochem mumche knows about it and he knows that the neder he has charote. He knows. But if the neder didn't ask the chochem to be matir, then the atocha of the chochem is null and void. So there is a halacha. We'll see that from the Gemara. The next comment, we'll see that. So there is a halacha of shayla lechochem, shayla lebezin. The neder, the nishba, has to come before bezin or before the chochem mumche, and he has to ask atocha, and he has to say, I have charote, I have a pesach. But if he doesn't ask, even though the chochem mumche knows about it, the bezin shleisho know about it, and the amati also it's null and void. So there is a requirement of shayla. In person, he has to be shayla. So in other words, a person can be nishal only as long as he still has certain chiyuvim. As long as certain chiyuvim are incumbent upon him. So, in other words, if someone was mafrish truma, so there is an obligation incumbent upon him to give it away to the king. If somebody said, selazul lehekdesh, selazul istoke, so there is an obligation remaining with him. He has to give it away to the gabash of istoke. He has to give it away to the gizba. So maybe he can be shared. But suppose there is no obligation remaining with the neide and the nishba, so then there cannot be any shayla. That's the Gemara in Shues. If somebody would take a Shues and the eide kikea, so then he cannot be shayla. But when he shayla and the chochem is mater, it's mater mafreya, why shouldn't he be able to do it after he violated? The answer is, Shaila is only Shayach if it's relevant to him. In other words, if there are still chiyuvim remaining with him, with the neder, still some obligations incumbent upon him. So until he ate the kikir, so he's still bound by the shvuah. But the moment he ate up the kikir, he violated the shvuah. There is no obligation or right. He has a chiyuv of doing tshuva, but that's not an obligation of the neder. That's an obligation because he's a rosh, he's a chayteh. So when can one be shayel if there are any obligations remaining with the neder? He can be shayel, but the shayla has to be relevant. If the shayla is not relevant, so it's not a shayla, and without being nishal, the chochom cannot be matia. So mimele, by trumo until he gives it to the kohen, so he still has an obligation. That's why he can be shayla chochom. The moment he gives it to the kohen, there is no more obligation incumbent upon the one who carries a shayla. He's finished with it. Or the moment he gave it to the gavash on Zdoke, so no more obligation incumbent upon him. So he cannot be shayel. The moment he gave it to the Gizba Shal Hekdesh, so no more obligation incumbent upon him. So since there is no chiyuvim remaining with him, so then there cannot be any shayla. So then the shayla is an irrelevant shayla. And mimele the chochom cannot be mati. So mimele by hefkeah, so by tzedoke there is a chiyuv to give it to the gizbar, and if he doesn't give it to the gizbar, he's even more ta'achir. If someone says sell us the tzedoke and he doesn't give it to the gizbar, so there is an essay to give it to gizbar, and he's even more ta'achir. So if he doesn't give it to the gizbar, so mimele he can be nisha, but by hefkeah, so for the same reason that the Gemara says that once he gave away the seller to the gizbar, or the moment he gave the seller to the gavish al tzedoke, he cannot be nishal because there are no more chiyuvim incumbent upon him. So by hefker, the moment I say momin zeh shali hefker, so there are no obligations incumbent upon him. He's misulek from it. Does he have to accommodate everybody? He should be able to be zeich in hefker. If somebody says, I'm hefker, that's all, he's finished with it. He doesn't have to accommodate anybody to be zeich in it. So mimele, it's like selazul itzdoke, and he gave it away to the gizber. So there cannot be any shayle. So mimele, that's why there is no shayle by him.
Last time, I mentioned the Bi'ur HaGor in Simen Kufnum Hei Chesh Mishpet, where the Bi'ur HaGor discusses the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh in regard to Sofik in Niski Shcheinim, or in regard to Abayid Leifshete in Asholes Abayde. In other words, where there is a Sofik in Ischus, so according to the Rosh, it's Sofik Momil Hoku, and according to the Rambam, it's Lahach. So the Gor mentions the Shite of the Ram in Dorin, by in the Ram, in Dorin Tav Zayin. That's like the Rosh. Now I said that it appears from this Gor that the Gor assumed that the Pshat of the Ram is not as simple as that Tzedoke, so it becomes Momin Anim Ligamre. So Mimele it's Sofik Momin Lahok. The Gro assumed that if that had been the Shita of the Ran, so the Ran wouldn't have to resort to Rayas from the Gemara Chum. It's Momin Anim, so it's a Din Poshut. But the Gro had the same Pshat in the Ran as Reb Chaim says in the Riv, that it's only Shem Tzedoke, but the Shem Tzedoke gives rise to his chus in the Anim to collect it against the will of the Neder. So, but it's not Momin Anim Mamish. So that's why he equates the Shita Saran with the Shita of the Rosh. Someone pointed out to me a Loshin in the Ran. Now the Loshin in the Ran, the Flamed in the Dor, is the Ram says the Flamed Nidorim, so he says Umihosh Mayinon, the Flamed Omedal, the seventh line from the top. Umihosh Mayinon, Doim Asela Zulitz Doke Lachash Leishim Yeim, Rimotze Hodobe, the Amir Ligoveya, Kimisire Gmuro Lehedidom. Kimisire Gmuro Lehedidom. So the Loshin is Kimisire Gmur. As far as the Etzem Din is concerned, so it's all right. I mean, even if we say that it doesn't become Momen Ani Imam, it's just the Schus, so Memele, he cannot be Chizer. But the Loshin is Kimisire Gmur Lehedid. So it's Mashma, that it's Mamesh, that it's Mamesh Momen Ani, Kimisire Gmur Lehedid. Kimisire Gmur Lehedid. Now, so the question is, so why does the Gro say that the Shittes Aran, that the Shittes Aran is like the Shittes Rosh? So I mean, it has nothing to do with the Machlekes between the Ran and the Rosh, I mean between the Rambam and the Rosh. Here it's Momen Mamesh, so it's a simple application of the general principle of Sofik Momen Hok. So it could be, as it was mentioned to me, I mean that the Pshat in the Ran is, and the Pshat in the Gro is, that the Gro mentions a Rai, that just as we see. Now, how did we explain the Ran? How did we explain the Ran? Did we explain the Ran, that the Ran Shitti is, that Amirosei Litzdoke Kimsirosei La'aniim Domi, and it becomes Momen Aniim Mamish. But the Ramban Shitti is also like that. We see the Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban Shidori. But still the Ramban says we get rise the Chumre because there are two Alochas. The Momendik Aloche and there is also the Bal Yach. So it's the Chumre and the score of Bal Yach. So why does the Ran say Likule? Enoch Name. As far as the Momendik Adin, so it has to be Likule. But why should it be Gorua? Than any other Isser, the Raise. Here there's an Isser Bal Yachl. The answer is, the Shitta of the Ran is, in other words, the Ran and the Ramban both agree. The Ran and the Ramban, the Rashbo, they all agree that there is a din, that there is a din of Momen, of Amros Litzdoko, Kimsi Rossi Lehetidon, and it becomes Momen Ani. But then there is also a din of Neder, of Bal Yachl, and of Klaitz and Piv Yasem, which is a Sechot Ishmer. So according to the Ramban and the Rashbo here, one is the Yisr of Bal Yachl is independent of the Momen Dikadin. And according to the Ramban and the Rashbo here, so it is based, the Bal Yachl by Arizu, it emanates from the Momen Dikaloche. Why is the Bal Yachl by Arizu? Because, and why is there a Bal Yachl even by Arielai? After all, by Arielai, there is also a Momen Dikaloche. There is Shibes Nuchosim, the Ramban, and the Rashi, and the Rambam say. So it emanates from the Momen Dikaloche. The Bal Yachl emanates from the Momen Dikaloche. So that's why we say Sofik Momen Lohob. Mashein Kei. According to the Ramban and the Rashbo, true, there is a Momen Dikadin of Amrosei Litzdoko Kimsirosei Lehedyet. But the Bal Yachl is independent of the Momen Dikaloche of Amrosei Litzdoko Kimsirosei Lehedyet. So this is what the Gro means. This is what the Gro means. The Gro says, just as the Ran says, that word, the Bal Yachl, emanates from the Momen. So then, we apply the Aloche of Sofik Momen Lohok, even Ligabit Bal Yachl, some Mele, the same Deen, applies to Ischus. To Ischus of Momen. Alright, you could say that Pshat in the Gro. But it's possible that the Ram here does not say that Amirosei Litzdoko is Mamesh becomes through Amirosei Litzdoko, when he says Arizu, it becomes Mamesh Momen Ani. Now, I want to mention what the Machne Ephraim says. Now, the Machne Ephraim himself, he explains the machlokes between the Ran and the Rashbo, and the question is whether we say Amirosei So the Ran Shitta is, it becomes a Menanim. The Rashba and Ramban Shitta is, it doesn't become a Menanim. And according to Machne Ephraim, the Machne Ephraim doesn't even say what Reb Chaim says in the Rif. So it doesn't even require Shem's Lok either, it's just an Iser. No Shrusim, just an Iser that is incumbent upon the Gavre. If someone says Arizul, it's Doki. So according to Ramban, the Rashba, Machne Ephraim says, there is just an Iser incumbent upon the Gavre. And that's all. Not even Chalishim's dog. Not even Chalishim's dog. Now, so this Machne Ephraim says. But the Machne Ephraim adds one thing, that even according to those Rishim, as he assumes, that it doesn't become Omen Anim, so that is only if someone says, Sel Azul, it's Dokistam. But if someone says, Sel Azu, the Ruvain, and Ruvain happens to be a poor man, and only proti, so then he becomes the mome through the Amir, through the Amir of Sel Azu, the Ruvain, and Ruvain's Enoni, it becomes Ruvain's mome, as if Ruvain had been Zeichet. As if Ruvain had been Zeichet. This is what the Machne Ephraim says. Now, and there is a marit also to that effect. Anyway, so the Machne Ephraim establishes that principle that even the Rishenim who hold that Amirosei Litzdoko is not Kimsirosei Lehed yet, that's only by Zdokistam. But if he gives it, if he says Selazuli Leoni Pleini, so then it becomes the moment of that on. Now we have to understand it. What's the pshat? Monefshach. If there is a halacha of bifichos uzdoke, that it becomes momen anim, so even by selas zdoke stam, it should become momen anim. If there is no such halacha, so even by a specific oni, it should not become momen anim. So the pshat in the Machne Ephraim is very simple. That since there is a halacha of Amirosi Lugoveya Kimsiros Lahedidome. As far as Hegdish is concerned, everybody agrees that it becomes Momen Hegdish Bikiyono. And there is Exerzakos of Fichos Zdoke, so that means the same aloha that applies to Hegdish applies to Anim, to Zdoke. So why should anyone say that by Zdoke it does not become Momen Anim? So it's not that there is a distinction in the Harizu of Hegdish and the Harizu of Zdoke. It's the same aloha b'fichos zdoke. But suppose we say that it's kimsiros lehedit. So whose moment will it be? Would that there are thousands of anim in the world? Whose moment will it be? So it will be not a moment proti. There won't be any key in proti. There will be a key in kloli. So it will be like moment ashevet, like trumo or maiseir. Is moment ashevet? So until it comes to the hands of a specific Kayan, of a specific Levi, there is just the key and clawing of the Shevet. Of the Shevet, no key and plot. So the Machne Ephraim holds that according to some of the Shevet, so Momen HaShevet, so there it becomes Momen HaShevet by being Keri Hashem. He doesn't have to give it to the Shevet. Just by being Keri Hashem. So the Mele, that's the Aloche. The Trumo is Momen Hashevet. But by Tzdoke, so it cannot become, he cannot transfer it to Anim Bichlal. So it's not that because Tzdoke implies just the Din of Neder, that it's not a Kinyan. Because Tzdoke is the equivalent of a Kinyan. But Kinyan by whom? Who made the Kinyan? Who made the Kinyan? He didn't say to Enyoni. So Mimele, it doesn't become Momen Anim because he cannot make it Momen Aklal. The Torah can make it Momen Aklal. So that's the aloha, the Trumo is Momen Hashevet. So the Torah makes it. But that the person himself should make it, should endow the klal, the collective, with a certain kinyan, the person himself. That cannot be. Unless there is a maisa kinyan by the klal, by the collective. So when there is mamich loshin, the gabi tzedokeh, when it came to the hands of the gabi tzedokeh, so that means there is a maisa kinyan by the klal, by the anim collectively. But if there was no maisa kinyan, so then it cannot become the momen anim of the klal. But it's not that b'fichos tzedokeh is not the same aloche as amirosi legavei akibzros le'adidomi. By hegdesh is not chayach, because hegdesh is not a momen she'ele tevim. Hegdesh is a momen she'yesh le'tevim. Ma she'inkim ba'anim, if it would become momen anim, so then it has to become momen she'ele tevim. So a person cannot transfer it to a barim of momen she'ele tevim. Hegdesh is a momen she'yesh le'tevim. But anim, so it means which oni, this oni, that oni. I mean, it's not going to be divided equally among the thousands of anim in the world. So ultimately, one oni will get it. One oni, two anim will get it. So mimele, that's the reason as to why it's not, it doesn't become an anim. Because he cannot make it into a key and clothing of anim. But Masha'inkin, where he says, Selazu liplaini oni, then it becomes an anim. So mimele, it can be, we can say that the Pshat and the Ram is, as I said last time, I mean the Gros, that's the Gros Pshat in the Ram, and what is the Raya of the Gros? Meir HaTesi, we should say it, because otherwise, why should the Ram mention Rayas from the Gemara Yechol? Tzidoba Poshut, if the Ram Shita is, that it's Amirosei Litzdoko becomes Momen Anim, Mamesh. So it's a plain application of the general principle of Sofik Momen Lahok. So the Gros assumed that according to the Ram, it doesn't become Momen Anim, Mamesh, but it acquires Ishem Tzedoki. So Mimele, any Oni can grab it. Because it acquires Ishem Tzedoki, so any Oni can grab it. And the reason as to why it doesn't become Momen Anim Mamesh is not that there is any diminution in the halacha of Amirosei Litzdokeh Kimsirei Gmura Lehedidomi. No, if there had been a diminution, so then even by Oni Proti it wouldn't become the moment of that Oni Proti. So why does it become the moment of the Oni Proti? The Machne Freim says according to all Rishenim, because of B'fichos Tzedokeh. So it's the equivalent of Amirosei Litzdokeh Kimsirei Gmura Lehedidomi. But if there is no Oni Proti, so then it cannot become Momen Shein L'Tevim. Just because he is Maknet, because he says so. So Mimele, it only acquires Hashem Tzedokeh, and any individual Oni, has his chus to grab it. But as far as the Amira is concerned, so it's Kinesire Gmura Lehedet. But the reason is why it doesn't become in Momen Anim Kloli is because there was no Misire to any Oni. So that's why it cannot become in Momen Anim Mamesh. Now, the Ran here discusses the case where someone says, now, let's say that the shite of the Ram is that Amirosei Litzdokeh Kimsir Lehedyet, and it becomes Momen Anim Mamesh. But one thing is clear, that's only if he says Selazu Litzdokeh Achshon. But if someone will say, Selazu Litzdokeh Yia Litzdokeh Lachal Amed Yeim, until Amed Yeim, it certainly will not become Momen Anim. Now suppose an Oni, someone will say, Selazu Litzdokeh Lachal Amed Yeim. Then an individual Oni will come and he will grab it. And then, after he grabs it, before the Shlishim Yeim are over, he'll be Mikadish and Nisho with that Selah. Will the Isha be Mekadesh? Yes, definitely not. Because he said, Sel Azul Itzdoke Lach Lamed Yeni. How can it be Momen Aniim before Lamed Yeni? When it's contrary to his explicit statement, to his name. So, two is anyone can grab it now and keep it until after Lamed Yeni. But it will not be he will not have title until the Lamed Yeni expires. Because he said Tzalazul is Dokar Lach Lamed Yeni. As a matter of fact, the Gemara here, what is the Mokya for this thing? The Gemara here. Because the Gemara here says, the Gemara says that Alumid is Mapada. So, and Alumid is Mapada. So even though we say Hakadi is the issue, Shekhinah is Lach Lamed Yeni. So until the Lamed Yeni expire, so either one, either party can be Chazir, the Bikadish can be Chazir, and